Good morning, dear listeners. Today we continue our podcast series on mycotherapy, which is therapeutic mushrooms, according to my book, Healing with Mycotherapy. And today we speak about the Coprinus comatus. It's a delicious mushroom, but it's edible only when it is young. It's not particularly known for its therapeutic qualities. However, scientists have recently identified some pharmacologically active compounds and have shown the therapeutic potential of the mushrooms. So basically it contains large quantities of GABA, which is a very difficult to pronounce acid that we have in the brain, and this has a potentially relaxing and anti-anxiety effect. So GABA is it's basically aminobutyric acid. It's difficult to pronounce, but in any case, there have been some studies also on tumor cells, which have shown its potentially anti-tumor activity against breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So in traditional Chinese medicine has been used to treat piles and improve digestion. That was the traditional use. And as well as possessing broad polysaccharide-mediated immunomodulatory activity, so it's immunomodulatory. Extracts of Coprinus comatus have been shown to possess anti-androgenic activity. So that means that it inhibits androgen-dependent prostate cancer cell proliferation through multiple mechanisms. That includes inhibition of androgen receptor-mediated activity and the levels of AR prostate-specific antigen PSA transcription. So not much research, but some research on these mushrooms, which is quite recent. And so another possible effect is to lower the sugar in the blood, the glucose rate in the blood. So that's another possible effect. In animal studies, Coprinus has a marked protective function on the liver with the daily administration of the extract polysaccharide that produced a reduction in negative effects of alcohol on the liver structure and function. So just to summarize, this is a mushroom that in Chinese medicine had been used in the past, but it's also can also be eaten. It's edible when young. It has a potentially anti-anxiety effect. Some studies have shown that it can have an effect on prostate cancer and liver damage induced by alcohol. So hepatoprotective, protect of the liver, lowers sugar levels in the blood. That means diabetes type 2. That's also another possible effect of these mushrooms called Coprinus comatus. Okay, so that's all for today. And we will continue in the next podcast with Cordyceps sinensis. Thank you for listening.